Okay. The continuing industrial pay base. Umehem, we think about, he's mentioning here the 10 things. If we focus on the 10 things, that's not going to make us forget about Hashem, and we will do our job, what we have to do for him. Umehem shlo yivze b'misho choser toiva hi. We shouldn't look down. We shouldn't minimize. We shouldn't look down at the person anyone who is lacking the goodness that you have. You see, you're in a better position than somebody else. Don't look down at the somebody else. Don't look at the few special. If not, you wouldn't have everything going your way. Why does the person have less than you have? The Shemo, maybe Elohim and Asa Oisar Bo, because Bo is only testing that person, Laharis to Shomash and Easter Boy, which is Sidney Miroi Amatspu, maybe has some bad subconscious things in himself. V'sishaya toiv yekol chasar toiv toiv medif nerukim. The truth of the matter, this actually goes along what the Ramban says by the Nisoyev and Avraham, by the Kim Nisus Avraham, because Bochu tested Avraham. For who does Hashem test Avraham? Why did Hashem test Avraham? Hashem should be aware. Hashem doesn't need tests to test a person. Hashem knows exactly what's going on in a person. He said many times, Hashem doesn't do it in order to test the person. To test for whom? To test the person. For Hashem's sake, Hashem should know what's going on. Hashem knows. He sees in heart. Man has to test something. He should be aware of it. So obviously a test is usually made for the people. But everyone should be aware. More than this, by Avraham Avinu, many people have many righteousness in their heart, which nobody could detect, and not even the person knows that he has so much righteousness in his heart. Because Boko brings in a Soyan, and then to see how the truth reacts, that, wow, I didn't know that I have such a capability. And of course, the people never knew such a thing. That's the Soyan. The Soyan is to show for the person, and even more for the world. Now, when you see a person hasn't had the goodness which you have, and you look at yourself, you're superior of him, maybe totally not. Maybe Hashem is testing the other person, taking all away all this goodness from him in order to test for the world and to bring out his real hidden goodness, which he was not aware of it. That's the whole Tachlis of Nesoya. So when you see a person is very poor, person is childless, a person, whatever it is, it's not because he's less than you are, he's less deserving. It's the contrary, so bring it out. That's what it says. Hashem Elokim Enaso Oisoi. Hashem is testing him. Laharois. Marsh and Easter Boy. Miroi Amatsu. Vesashishi Atoivo. Yikol Chasar Toiv Toiv Medif Elokim. Well, come out. Yikol Chasar Toiv. Everything which is seen in Miroya Matzpun, he sees that he has in his subconscious, he has hidden bad things, and through this Nishoyan, the Sisheyu Atoivo, the goodness gonna bring him out. It comes out the year in this, the person who observes these people. Yeah, kol chasar toiv, anyone who's missing goodness, toiv mimenu d'fnakim, could be much better goods part of Hashem than he is. So when a person is always looking at people, no matter how bad they are, they may be better than he is, that's absolute total humility, that's total anover. Umehem, and the other part which a person should look, Shilavova, Sholem Imelayim, man's heart should always be complete in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in agreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'kavan, and also in his intentions. It be Kanoi in his anova. Im lo yosiv v'masei al mashoy betchila. If he's not going to add in his deeds a Kodesh Baruch Hu's avoda, what he was before, לא יישא בדו בשבח. יעש מן מה שהוא יבואי. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not add goodness to him, he keeps him in this thing, he will still add יעש מן מה שהוא יבואי. וישתד לך ונליבה ממעשה ללקים. ואלתי עצוי וגרמס לקצר ממעשהו, ולישה וליטה לא יישא מויס וקם לא עושה ללקים. Says Mehem, I'm going to repeat this again. The other part which is helping a person to over, to make sure that you shouldn't rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, his man's heart should be always complete with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in his intentions. Be konai, should always be honest. If the person, had not added in his deeds, has not grown in his deeds better as he was before, and he had not added thanking Hashem, if a person feels that he had not grown, not in his deeds, not in his thanking, not in his praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is al kaponim, at least he should continue what he has, he shouldn't go down. In other words, a person should always see to add to his things. Every day should be a growth. But if he sees for some reason there's a stagnancy, there's like he's standing still and he can't grow, so he shouldn't get discouraged. At least he should keep on what he has. Vishtadeh lechaben es liboy b'masei l'lakim. At least he should be mishtadeh, should try at best to give his intention, his heart, to do everything which he does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shem shamayim. V'al tiyah toiv v'geremes l'katzer. And the toiv, the goodness, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, that he does not punish him, doesn't give him any test, shouldn't be a reason the katzer must say he should do less v'rishn as he did before. V'litrad oisev mahoisev, and should get involved, kavanos l'lakim. In other words, many times when things go pretty smooth and even, there's no vibration in life, makes a person fall asleep, loses excitement, loses many, and it goes down from his deep, at least from his excitement in Shevach Vadoya. So he says, when you see that you don't grow for some reason, you don't strike for some reason in any area, make sure at least to keep on what you have. And as he says, Vishtad Lachavas Limasel Kim. And don't use the Toivo, the goodness which Hashem is letting you, you know, go still, go tranquil, no vibration, don't let it be a goremis, a goyrem, a reason, the katanization that you should do less than you did until now. Litradoiso, that should be the reason that you should disturb your Mahoisiva Kamasul Kim that you should not. So in other words, always brace forward for a war, get forward, grow. But in case, even it comes a time, sometimes you stop growing for some reason. Okay, make sure don't break down. At least hold on, fortify what you have, and strengthen it, and then go on and prepare for the future offensive and get growing further. Imehem, and other of the tenets that you should always focus on. Yes, Einar Tomid. You should always eyes. You should be always on them. Al Mishu Lematim Emeinu Berovat Tevus. Look always on those people who have less than you. Don't look on the people which have more than you. The tendency of people is, whatever you have, you're not satisfied. Why? Because you always find company who have more than you, and you have a higher expectation. Why can't I have this? You have already a house, but I don't have a house like that. Try always to look on the people who has less than you, who doesn't have what you have. Aloy al mishu lemal, not some reason. I should be always focusing on Mishu Marba Bavoidis al Kim. Says, in Gashmias, look always on the people who have less than you. In Ruchnias, focus always on your eyes to have more than you. You will see a very interesting phenomenon by men. Men, naturally, it's very interesting, naturally, we always like to build our Gashmias materialism, we always build our expectations based on people who have more than us. We always put goals. See people, how rich they are, how a cars like this, what I will love, cars like this, I will have. In Ruchnias, we always like to be surrounded with company who are lower than us. At least this makes me feel good. It doesn't make you grow. So the Chavisavos do the opposite. In Gashmias, always look at the people who are less than you. And they're obviously going to be thankful, they're obviously going to be embarrassed. Why is it coming to me? Why am I deserving? Look at all the people. Otherwise, associate yourself with poor people, with lesser people, it makes you humble. And you have no chutzpah to ask a Kodesh Baruch even more. It stops you appetite of growing gashmias. In ruchnias, always be connected to people who are much higher than you. You see, always going to be humble, says, listen, what I accomplished. Look, where I'm coming to this person, where I'm coming to these friends, where I'm coming to these neighbors. In ruchnias, always look at the height. That's it. Those people who are advancing in Avodah Hashem. Yois Memur, you should be able to go up high to them. But Yavit, you should never look at Mishum in my boy, Yois Memur, that somebody is lower than him in Yiddishka. This guy, we must say, you should be proud. At least look at him. I'm at least this. Alam Ehem. Umehem. Shalom Yashiyeyu Oirech Seser Aboire. Isale Olaf. Oirech Apofloi. Kedeshi Betuach Mekitzvon Yamrois. Don't get carried away. With the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu lets you off. You know, when we go on living, and you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu does not pay any attention, and we know certain bad things that you had, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is not coming back on us. It's not really... Kodesh Baruch Hu is a maruch af. It's not immediately rewarding. It's letting us or giving us chances. And we sometimes use the erech ha-paim of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. If Kodesh Baruch Hu is not immediately responding, we use it as an interpretation. Kodesh Baruch Hu is satisfied of us, and we have nothing but to worry, and we just go on feeling secured. You know, the hiddenness of Kodesh Baruch Hu's intention is halov. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a marichaf, loy to him. Don't get carried away with them with disillusions. Kila Kodesh Baruch Hu either is satisfied of you, either he doesn't care what you do, and therefore you could go on doing it, and everything is going fine, smooth. Kedeshi yeh betuach mekitz v'yamalei. So don't use it in order you should be relieved and tranquil. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu really is not mad at me. Look, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves me. He doesn't. Ki kol ma shegi divrei meleinu, because everything which so far we had heard, for the words min akadmoinim she'avru, from the previous great people, which they told us, re'inu, also we saw it as a fact, when Tzoyim also are with us, she'heitim ra'im b'mina toives, Kodesh Baruch Hu made them all kind of good things, and that was the reason, and notim avodah zarah amroisai. And they went away from Avodah Zarah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to rebel him. We saw in the past, in historically, and we see it in almost in immediate. What do you see people? Look at the people. Most people are losing Yiddishkeit. I'm talking from front people. Are losing focus on Avodah Hashem. Is Davka Machmas things goes pretty smooth and straight and prosperity. Vishma Yeshurun Vayiva. You fatter you become, as prosperous you become, you take it for granted. It's coming to Hashem, it's along with you. See, people are smiling to each other. They're not proud. They're not nervous at all. They have no problems with themselves. They feel very much at ease, at peace. What makes it? Because, Baruch Hashem, how are you doing, Eva? Baruch Hashem, family is okay, business is okay, everything is okay. And they go on like that. And this is, you see how they're coming down. Because they utilize the Erech HaPayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets them off, they utilize it to what? Lahamroisoi, to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to forget what their avoider is supposed to be. Loi nichsholi, they had not stomach till Mashi Zipat, which I told you that. But they go lui mefursam, this is already revealed, and it's advertised with Sifra Nevim, the Sifurim HaRevim of the Prophet Salem HaShul Mechol Da'avedar. Every generation of the Nevim said that you actually misusing the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the contrary. V'hem kol mafsidi ashar ha-shlishi hazeh. And this is the reason why we lose this third gate. We're talking avodas halakim, of being servant, to being dedicated to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What makes lose that your devotion to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be oved Hashem, what makes it lose? Tranquility. Things go your way, the way you want.
Yeah, but tranquility brings to simple. I mean,
if you use it properly,
mammon brings to simple also. I mean, if
you use it right, that's what he says. Amen. Don't misuse this. Don't misuse it. Obviously, as you think, we spoke yesterday in the Shira, I told the previous year, that who is the closest to Kodesh Baruch Hu? The one Hashem doesn't let him go. Almost gives him a trouble here, a trouble there. The one who is the easiest. To be close to Hashem, and Hashem doesn't let him off, is the one Hashem never lets off of him, never backs off of him. He always puts him in spots where he realizes he has to rely on Hashem. So that this man cannot forget Hashem. Imagine a person, all this easiness, tranquility, has been taken off of him. And if he doesn't focus, that how could I trap myself to be dedicated to Eved Hashem, he must lose out. He must lose out. This is one of the biggest prosperity in all the generation, all the goals in the Spanish Inquisition, and all, and this much goes back to, and the Chavisar says it 1,000 years ago, people are Kadmonim even before that. In the Nevi'im speak about almost what made in Eretz Yisrael almost from time to time. People said, well, they're very well settled in Eretz Yisrael, they lived in peace, and had prosperity. All of a sudden, they started the service in worship and avoid the Zoras and deteriorated. Because if Hashem doesn't continuously remind you somehow, yes, if you utilize, as you say, the tranquility to avoid this Hashem, you take on, if a person is always taking on more responsibilities and more chumras, and every tranquility is more Kabbalah avoid the Salukim, then he's using right the Erech HaPayim for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tranquility is using it to become more dedicated. In other words, if a person has tranquility, sleeps well, has a nice day, everything goes fine. So if he sleeps well, it's harder to get up in the morning. It's hard for him to get up in the morning to learn. In the contrary, if a person has a good reason to sleep well, because Bachor lets him off, nothing bothers him, goes to sleep early, and he makes sure he gets up 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and puts into learning, puts him in. And now it's opposite. He's countering the tranquility with the antidote, with Avodas Hashem. The more tranquility there is, the more peace there is, he's taking on more Avodas Hashem. Yes, that's all. In other words, when Hashem lets you go, lets you off, it doesn't bother you, it lets you tranquil, lets you smoothly live. If you don't take an avoidance Hashem, you must lose avoidance Hashem. You can't. The only time when you could stand still and avoidance Hashem, you're not losing, not maybe going higher, when you struggle. When you struggle in business, you struggle in panos, you struggle in other areas. So then more or less, it keeps you, you know, you can't take too much on because you have no tranquility. Look, you say, don't go down, Hashem doesn't let you go down. But when is there a requirement of Tosfos Avodah Selukim, you have to take on more Avodah? When things go, and that's a very important principle, Baas, that every time when we find a space, a vacuum, a certain empty space, which somehow has not been fully utilized for Avodah Hashem, if you don't utilize them, it's going to grow. You know, sometimes, you know, in our 24-hour day, or in our understanding capacity, intellect capacity, or in our effort capacity, you know, there's a certain energy which you could, and if there is a certain unutilized time, unutilized space, unutilized energy, if you don't grab of it, grab this, and utilize it, avoid this Hashem, it's going to expand in greater vacuum, and obviously going to cut into you. You're going to take away what you already have. A person cannot be an oimet, especially in tranquility. Said sometimes when you're in the middle of problems, working out problems, then you could be an oimet, but that's not an oimet. That fighting to remain there is still not an oimet. Okay, take a swimmer who swims well. So he cannot float on water. If he floats on water, he's getting nowhere. So he's not accomplishing anything by floating on water. But if somebody's drowning, has to fight harikot mabolet, something which is pulling him down in the water.
Currents or
something, yeah. And he fights to stay above water. He's doing great. He's doing well. Even if he's not swimming, if he's not advancing, the bare fact that he keeps above water is an accomplishment. And we are swimming in stormy waters in our private life, which tries to drown us, and we fight for life and we stay above water. That's an accomplishment. Also, you don't advance. But when you're in tranquil waters, peaceful waters, and it's no problem staying above water, and you're not utilizing it to advance to your destiny, they're losing time, they're losing energy. So, Mamonashach, if there's tranquility, so people take the tranquility for pleasure. Instead, advance. If you don't advance, then you're going to be drowning. The only one who could stay one place and still feel being accomplished, the only one has to fight. Umehem, Vem kol mafsid ashar shlishad ashar kamar seinu boy. Bir chiv kavir sovayi salakim. This makes lose everything. Mishal yochel hoise bovayi salakim. And if somebody cannot add in his responsibilities of Avodas Hashem, bir voice to voice of, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is adding goodness to him, b'yuchel ekabel marshal chartel shem shoyan, he should be able to receive all this added goodness from Kodesh Baruch Hu shem shoyan. Yeroi lo smor es atoy vila v'cheres lo. V'im yisirene v'enu. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take away the goodness, in other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving the goodness when he's utilizing it for Hashem. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the goodness from him, it would be one of the two reasons. Why does a Kodesh Baruch Hu take away the goodness? Or Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to erase, he takes away some goodness, punishes him in order to erase a sin which he had done before. He sinned, so Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to clean him, cleansing him. Oy, so if Kodesh Baruch Hu does not give what we want, there's two reasons: either to erase, to wipe out a sin which he did before, oy, the shalom lo ba'olam abo tmiroso, he wants to reward him for that mashu godlo v'yokom ele v'oyde fuleya harbe. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to, in other words, yisurim, pain and discomfort could come for two reasons. One, it's a necessity in order to cleanse ourselves from our previous avoidance. Or even we are cleansed already from previous avoidance because the Surim we have, Surim of love, the people are in Surim. But because we know the film Tzara Agra, Kodesh Baruch Hu is rewarding according to Tzara. When a person is a Baal Yisurim, even for not the reason he sinned, for that already he has been forgiven, he has been erased, has been cleaned. But he has the schus to be over the Shem while he's going over period of Yisurim, then this results in his avoider much greater reward in the Olam Habo for that, because Baruch Hu loves it. And he sees he works so hard, he wants to multiply the reward of his hard work that he gives him Yisurim, because only through Yisurim his dedication, his avoider becomes much more appreciated, becomes much more valuable. Perek Shmini, we're starting now the 8th Perek in Avoider Selakim. Amra Nefesh, said the Nefesh.
Can I ask you a question about
yes.
the last parak? At the beginning, describing what these 10 things are, seems to say that we do these to receive the good.
Perek Zayin?
Yeah, just the very beginning about when it says what these 10 things are leading towards.
No.
Masha Shalta. Seems like it's saying that we do these 10 things to have the good keep coming to us from Hashem.
Yes, the Nefesh asks, the Sechel asks, these 10 things will make sure that you shouldn't minimize, you shouldn't go down in avoidance of Hashem. If you're going to focus on these 10 things, you've got to make it responsible always to add and avoid it and not to stay standstill. Those are the 10 things which you have to focus on. Amar Nefesh replies now the animalistic soul. Kita sakta berifiosi, you were busy with my healing. Vehelesu arichosi, and you had brought up my sickness. You found the medicine. Boichachtani, and you had proven me, you had improved me. Vigdalto, and you made me grow. Vishkafto boichu arifiosi, and you looked with your light on my healing. Vigiliso, and you revealed cheshchas heiveres molai, the darkness of my stupidity. You lightened me up. So the nefesh is actually now thanking the intellect, the sechel. Everything which said makes so much sense. You poured in so much light in my darkness, and you revealed my stupidity. It really opened me up. Elo shenishar olai adayim, but still it left in me a certain element. Memafsida avoyde selakim in yinecha. There's one thing which still bothers me, and it's mafsid, it disturbs me of taking on avoidance Hashem. As much as you had enlightened me, you healed me, there's one thing which still I'm not complete for. Im tirpo'enu mimadveyu, if you heal me from this pain, v'sosim memeni dagosoi, and you're going to take away from me this worry, and not tell me nagodol shebemadvim, you're going to really rescue me from the greatest pain. That's going to bring me close to the healing of all my problems. Please, I have one big pain, and how can you take it? Amra Sechel tells the intellect, what is it which bothers you so much that you're asking me? I should try to relieve you. Amra Nefesh says the Nefesh. Now, this is something which is a very philosophical point which every one of us asks the question, and I must say, for some reason, I was a kid of 7-8 years old when this question bothered me. And the Chavisov says that this is something which is a very, sometimes it's a subconscious problem, sometimes a very clear conscious problem. And this is the question Yediya Yibachira. Do you have free choice? Is that a free choice? Everything is done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. What are you? This is the question of the Rosha. Why do you have to go out hustling work? You're not effective anyhow. Things doesn't go your way anyhow. And sometimes you think, why do you have to learn? I forget anyhow. I'm learning, nothing stays in my head. I learn the Gemara, I forget it again. Everything is done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Since Amra Nefer said, Masha Matzosu Besforim, I found in the Sforim, Me'inyan HaHechrach, Vakzeirem, HaMasholah VaChefet, I found in Yonim, which indicates that Hechrach, everything has to be the way it is, Vakzeirem, everything is decreed from above, VaMasholah, and everything is ruled from above, VaChefet, and everything is done according for HaKodesh Baruch Hu's desire, that we have no free choice, Shahakel Elokim, everything belongs to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, B'chol Ma'ashaboro, everything which He created. Mikoife, from the domain thing. Koife means frozen things which don't move. Vetzameach, from the grown thing. Vechai, from the animal. Umedaber, and the people. K'moshe Kosar, the posting says, Kol Asher Chofet Hashem Osof. Everything Hashem wants, that He does. B'shamayim Boros, in heaven and earth. Vohoma, the posting says, Hashem Meimis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts people to die. Machai makes them alive. Moirit Shoel V'yual, brings them down and lifts them up. Hashem Moish, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a person poor. Umashi makes a person rich. Mashpil, He lets him down. At Meroim, He lifts him up. Everything is done by Hashem. V'omar, the other person, he says, Miza Omar V'teyu. V'teyi. Who is ever who could say something it should become if Adonai lo tzivo, if Hashem had not commanded so? Mipi Eli lo say tzoro es v'toyv. From above, from the mouth above, from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, nothing goes out, bad or good. It means everything is controlled by HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Nobody else could go against Hashem. V'omar, he says, the pasuk is a Yoitzer Oyer Kodesh Baruch Hu formulates light. Iboy the Choshech and He creates darkness. Oyse Sholem makes peace. Iboy the Ra and He creates bad. Toiv Ra Sholem, everything. Or Choshech, everything is done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So who are you? Why do you have to worry? Why do you have to get up in the morning and learn and do tshuva? Things that can you lift a finger without a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's all Hechach. Well, now it doesn't come now with philosophical arguments. He brings psukim. It's all brought down psukim, that everything is muchrach, everything is predestined. V'omar, it says, Im Hashem live in a bias, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu will not build a structure, shav omlu boinov bo. For no reason, for nothing, struggle those people who build this structure. Im Hashem leishmoy, if Kodesh Baruch Hu will not watch the city, shav shokat shomer. You, for vain will you try to try to preserve and watch Him. You can't protect it. Hashem does not protect. So what are you? Moment the person says, Shav lechem hashkiyim ekim. It's false for you. It's wasted for you. Why are you getting up so early to get to work in order to make a living? Ma'achas sheves oich lechem atzovim. Can you tell a deed Hashena? You see, other people who sit late in eat in Machr Sheves, those who people who work late and they eat lechem atzovim, they eat sad bread which is so hardly earned. Can you tell a deed Hashena? Because the same thing is happening to those people who are not giving sleep to themselves, but they're learning Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give. You see, people who are learning Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives panosah berevach, and you're hard worker, you don't have. So everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'hadmer Mashadomer, there are many other psukim which is compared to this psukim, is like the Mashiyoyre Kula, which all that shows, Ki Odom, the man, Usharachim, all the other living creatures, Hechinam Aboyre, Lezir Oilam Azeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu all prepared them how to energize, how to be fed in this world. It's not up to us anything. Everything is in predestined by Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'imaniyem, if people will move, anything movement in this world, Yenu b'rishusa v'koycha v'cholta, will only be moved only with the permission and the energy of Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'imaniyem, we put them to rest, tranquility, Yenuchu m'masem, they're going to be put on a k'mosh ha'kosev who yashkit mi'ashiyah. Kodesh Baruch Hu will put down tranquil people who could go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you Hashem hide your face, you behave him. They get afraid. If you hide yourself, then everything gets afraid. They can't protect themselves. If you're going to collect the ruach, they're going to die. They're going to go back to the dust. All the words of Rishonim, every sefer is that everything is in the hands of Hashem. They all agree to this thing. We believe machloikas. There's no machloikas. Everyone agrees that Kodesh Baruch Hu does it. This is one path. See, mentioned here, psukim, facts, and all the sforim that nobody disputes that, that everything is hand of Hashem. At the same time, in some Sefer Torah, we find psukim in the Sefer Torah, Mashachoy the Kolov is totally contradicting all this psukim. Mashachoy the Vichoski, Amaisim, and Yirmin Odom, and all the deeds which we show by people, Nusunim Birshilso is given over to the to authority of the man. Only the man chooses in his own desire. Vehem hoidim, and they all become into existence b'rtzoyna only through his desire, closer to his choice. Ba'al ken defor is chayv begmul, therefore is rewarded either with reward, either punishment. Alavoyde v'alavere. If he makes a mitzvah, he gets rewarded, and he gets punished alavere, because everything depends on him. This also we find psukim, it's a total contradiction. V'umashom ha'kos posik says, re'ei, look Jew, nesate l'fenecha, put front of your haim today, so haim is a toiv, life and good, some of his susera, and that and bad. Choose life. You see it clearly. Shem says, I put everything in front of you and choose life. Everything came from your hand. Don't complain. Anything bad, everything you did. The deeds of a person will pay back for the person. You get what you deserve. You get what you did to yourself. Vomer says, Iveles Odom. The stupidity of the man to Salav Darkoi, that miscrews, that destroys his way. V'chol yemash yesh b'sifreinu mitoyre mitzvah misr, everything which you find in toyre mitzvahs, in Musa, we all full of that, we are responsible for everything. Moire shows al birur in the clarity of this topic as there, that we are responsible for our deeds. All this Yerushalayim is all in our hands. We could mess up, we could build. We see it also that why do we get rewarded for the mitzvahs? Why do we get punished? Hakomor, everything shows kemaso odom inochem elof. The deeds of the man depends on the man. In the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kilu, he's totally clean of it. He's don't involve him. He's totally clean. Mitavosa very also tzidkoyis mevoisa. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in no way involved in the goodness, in the badness of a man. You deserve. You get what you deserve. And tzidkas and tzidishas. If you're tzaddik or rosha, leave out Hashem. Don't blame him. It's all you. That's the Indian etzel kosher. This is just I don't understand. I'm disturbed with it. I see a total contradiction between these two. Is a group of psukim which shows everything is Hashem's doing. Here's a group of psukim which everything shows is our doing. So, which is right? And this is disturbing me. V'hofik ben shnei nyonim koshem oid. And to make peace between these two nyonim, between these two elements, is very hard because it's totally contradictory. You can't somehow combine these two elements. You can't bring them together. The imiyash refula madva, if you could heal me of this madve, of this heal, of this pain, because Baruch Hu will heal me through you. Please make me understand how does these two harmonize. Now, do we understand why is it such a big pain? Why is it so painful? Obviously it's a good kasha, it's a philosophical kasha. But why is it so disturbing? Is this really the cause of our problem? Yes, but why is this sefek bothering? Why is this sefek bothering you?
Because it makes a world of nafkamina between how you're going to behave. So I don't know whether to be zealous or whether to sit and accept. So I can't be happy because I don't know which way to develop myself.
It looks like he answers up the machlokes between the two in the last line that he says. If any akel, mimenu al yadecha. Hashem will heal me through a person.
Through al yadecha, and he's speaking to the seichel. It's a dialogue between the nefesh and the seichel, the animalistic soul and the intellectual soul, the seichel alokai. It's a dialogue involving with the person. It's an inner dialogue. And he says to the seichel, explain me. Now, question is, we're talking about the animalistic soul. Is it so philosophical that bothers him? Because what is the pain? What is really the pain? But it doesn't disturb my void. I do what I have to do. If your computer work, your data process, you don't understand what you're doing, it's painful. You know, do it, you get rewarded. Do it. I mean, we already in Shara Voidus and Lakim, we covered so much, Shara Yuchud, Shara Abchina, we know already these things too. So something bothers me philosophically, how it works. I'll tell you where the pain is. The pain is we always like to be encouraged by seeing what we had accomplished. We work. A soldier first to the battlefield, he wants to know what he accomplished. If you never see any end result, any benefit, what you had accomplished, nothing. There's no momentum. What keeps you going? And see, one battle, but you got nowhere. One battle, got nowhere. In Avodas Hashem, if you do it, real Avodas Hashem, the way things we want to do, you win one battle after other battle with Yetzirah, and then still feel unaccomplished. Because how do we have to do? Here I have a problem, I have an issue, a great test. All of a sudden I have a milchom in front of me. What do I have to say to myself? You have to work, everything is up to you. If you're not going to do it, Hashem is not going to help you. Your life is at stake. You have to save yourself. You have to fight the Yetzirah. You have to do it. And you take full responsibility. You take this part. You take this psukh. Everything's in your hand. And you fight this Yetzirah. Finally, Baruch Hashem, you broke through. You made it great. So at least kind of sit back. Baruch Hashem, I made it. You know, feel good. Give yourself a little sign. What do you have to say right after that? You did. Lula Hashem Ozra Lo Yochav, Hashem wouldn't help. You couldn't do nothing. You are big nothing. You didn't accomplish anything. You worked so hard at I'm everything. As soon as you accomplish it, all of a sudden all this psukim fall on you. What did you do? You're doing nothing. And all of a sudden, when the credit has been taken away from you, while you become humble, Kutoynti, as we explained the last few shurim with Yaakov, Kutoynti Mikolach Sodim Mikolamis, I became nothing because of the great Chesed and Emes. You are already into the new war, already into the new battle, and immediately have to take, you're still anchored in the second section, that you are nothing, everything is Hashem, you're humble, and still you have to be all me. If it's not me, it's never going to be. And you're almost in this double contradictive confrontation. Whatever I accomplish, it's not me, it's Hashem. Anything which stands in front of me to fight, you have to fight. You're not. If you're going to be you, you're just going to... It's a tremendous, very painful thing. You have no peace, no rest, no ease of mind, no tranquility, and no credit until you die. That's the milchoma. That's the inner milchoma. That's the effort. That's the biggest mother. That's the biggest pain. You never could feel a restful moment. You could sit back, Baruch Hashem, I did it. You know, when you could say, Baruch Hashem, the last second of your life. And even then, don't sit because you're still in battle. When you close your eyes, then you must speak and tell, he did it. Because every second when you're still alive, you have these two opposite contradictions, you're fighting you. What you accomplish, it's not me. And what I made wrong, it's me. You know what it means? All the mitzvahs is not me, it's Hashem. All the various is me. That's the Ovid Hashem. And that's a tremendous pain. That's what Nefesh says. If you could answer me this pain, this paradox, you would answer me this contradiction, you had saved a lot of them. Then I could go on. And I could have the simcha chois belach, simcha lach machol. Now you could go and live it full with simcha with rejoicement. That's really the matter in this lack of understanding. It's a very basic thing which all of us, unfortunately, we don't even get to the level that we should feel this conflict. Because we don't even stop, we don't win wars, and we're not embraced with the new wars. We don't feel petrified in front of the new war, and we don't feel victorious of we never feel so victorious, Baruch Hashem, I killed the Yetzer Hara, and we never feel petrified, listen, Yetzer Hara is out to kill me. So unfortunately, we didn't even get to the point of this pain which this Nefesh is asking here. He's a man, he's asking, listen, I'm Ovid Hashem, I won the war yesterday, I'm front of the biggest war now. So in this paradox, does this lack of understanding causes pain?
We are continuing. We're continuing Sharavoidus Hukim Daf Kuf Pei Hei. Now, yesterday we spoke about the final big question which the Nefesh has, is the contradiction, Lechoira, between the two groups of Psukim and the two groups of Chazal, which one group shows everything is in the hands of Hashem, and the other group shows everything is in the hands of you. And he says, how can you explain it to me, take away this pain? And I explained yesterday what is the great pain. The great pain is because you have to simultaneously, when you have to take the benefit of the one group, which everything is done by Hashem, which totally neutralizes you from arrogance and from gaiva, that you did something which is an essential need. Never feel kilakachnu tzarto, never feel that you have done something. Simultaneously, however, you must be alert and motivated to go on and do things, mitzvahs, and be afraid of averas, because everything is in your own hands, which is actually a contradiction. And to live continuously this contradiction is a very painful thing. If you remember, before we going in even to the teretz of Chavis Lubavitcher answers, a beautiful teretz, we explained that maybe in the beginning of learning, that actually the same question, the same contradiction, which is a painful contradiction, because you have to make the use of the both mamorim simultaneously. It's not a question, I have a philosophical question, I don't understand something. It doesn't, oh, I don't understand you, you don't die from questions. It's Megala Maisa, because these two viewpoints have a total, you relate to the two different viewpoints with a different attitude. One says, sit back, do nothing, don't worry. And the other says, you, everything's your responsibility. So how do you enact this both together? And this is the pain. If you overdo one over the other, you're missing out somewhere else. And actually, if you remember, I have the same question, is Lagava the two mitzvahs of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem? The two mitzvahs are this also, but this is an outcome only. There's two basic mitzvahs, fundamental mitzvahs, Amunas Hashem and Yedias Hashem, to know Hashem and to believe in Hashem. And obviously, these two basic mitzvahs is a mitzvah that you require to do simultaneously. Simultaneously, when you know Hashem, simultaneously you have to believe in Hashem. We have the same question, how does this go together? Something which you know you can't believe. Something you believe you can't know. Because if you know, then it's not a belief, it's a knowledge. How does it go together? And actually, we answer the same thing. That you deal with Hashem, knowing Hashem, what does it mean knowing Hashem? Knowing Hashem means you have to be convinced of the first group of the psukim, which was mentioned here, that everything is done by Hashem. Yedias Hashem means that your awareness that Hashem is 100% fully in command. That's Yedias Hashem. And the result of Yedias Hashem, of knowledge Hashem, being always aware that Hashem is in command, puts you in a very humble position. Therefore, Ish Moshe, one of Moed Mikol Odom, what made another of Moshe so great? Because there wasn't a person who knew so Hashem as he knew. What does it mean he knew? He was the absolute knowledge that Hashem is everything, that he is nothing, is absolute non-existent. As Moshe Ben said, V'nachnu mo, what are we? We are nothing. Where did come this firm conviction, V'nachnu mo, what are we? Yedias Hashem, he saw everything is Hashem. I'm a reflect of Hashem, absolute reflect of Hashem. Hashem Tzilcho, Hashem is your shadow. You are a shadow of Hashem. Not just like a shadow has no independency at all, has no presence to himself. A shadow is actually a reflection of light and is totally based on the object which makes him. You show him a finger, it comes out the finger, show him a hand, it's a hand. So Moshe Rabbeinu made it reverse. Yedias Hashem, knowing Hashem makes the Pshat, Hashem Tzilcho, Hashem makes you a shadow. You are a shadow of Hashem, that you are nothing. What is Amunas Hashem? Simultaneously, he believes Hashem. What is Hashem? The other group of psukim, which you call a contradiction, that Hashem says, no, I'm your shadow, you are everything. Everything is up to you. Schar v'oinosh, you have Bechira. And the other pshat, which Hashem Tzilcho, Hashem is your shadow. Hashem Tzilcho, you could touch up, you are the shadow of Hashem. Tzilcho, your shadow, but you are is Hashem. You are a shadow, but you come from Hashem. Or you could say Hashem Tzilcho, you made Hashem to become your shadow. And both of them is true. The first group of psukim, which shows everything is up to Hashem, means you are nothing more than a shadow. This is accomplishment of Yedias Hashem. And then when you take the next group of psukim, it's the opposite. You are everything, and Hashem becomes your shadow. This is a medrash, by the way. It's being brought down in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Tzilcho. But actually it's a medrash. Hashem is your shadow. It's also true. Now this is the contradiction. Now, this was the pain which the Nefesh complained, to live continuously with the two basic concepts, with the first group of Posuk, which says everything is done by Hashem, which is absolute true, and you are nothing absolute, that you deal with Hashem, that knowledge, that awareness, and simultaneously living the other concept, fully alert and fully responsible, that you are everything, and Hashem becomes your shadow, which is a munas Hashem, that you have to believe that. It's a contradiction, obviously. So it's different. Now, when those are two different mitzvahs, this is Yedias Hashem, this is knowledge, this is a munas Hashem, this is belief, those are not contradictions. Because if you have two Yedias, two knowledge simultaneously contradicting, that's a contradiction. But when you have something which is the essence, the abstract of Yedia, and the other product, the other school, which is the essence, the abstract of a munas, Yedias, two different things. that those are contradictive in itself. Amunah is believe what you don't know. Yediyah means you know what you don't believe, what you don't have to believe. Now, obviously, the Torah gave you two mitzvahs, to know Hashem and to believe Hashem, and this is divided between the two groups. By the way, this is my pshat, which we explained it a lot, but this is actually the pain of the nefesh. The pain of the nefesh is an ongoing pain continuous because we always have to be yodea in amam, yodea in amam, which in essence, the yodea comes out from the first group of psukim, which proves everything is Hashem, and amunah, you have to relate to the second group, and everything is you, which you don't understand how am I really affecting the world. Is Hashem affected by me? I make Hashem helpless, I make Hashem my shadow. It's something which my knowledge does not comprehend at all, does not agree with them at all. But do you live it? Yes, absolutely. Why? Because Hashem says so. This is the Torah, the Novi, Chazal tell, and I believe, Amin of Hashem, Uba Moshe Abdel. Believe in Hashem and in Moshe. In both. Hashem is actually the Samuna, which it tells us, and Moshe actually be delivered. Ish Moshe delivered what? Yediyas Hashem, that nothing, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And simultaneously, we had this talk together. That is a contradiction. To live this both thing, and maximize this both Yediyah and Amina, at the same thing, it's a very difficult, painful thing. How do you do it? That was his question.
How do we make Hashem our shadow?
Yes, because when you take the second set of psukim and he brings it, everything's up to the man. And Hashem, everything's up to you. So it means Hashem is totally removed, it's not interfered at all, and Hashem reacts according to what you do. That's the Hashem, you make Hashem react according to what it's a cause and effect. Whatever you're causing down here is affecting Hashem to do things. Comes out Hashem is your shadow, Hashem Tzilcha. So Yediyas Hashem makes Pshat Hashem Tzilcha, we are the shadow of Hashem, we are nothing. And Amunas Hashem, to believe that you believe Hashem. Now, when are you more? When are you somebody? When with Amunah or with Yediyas Hashem, which gives you more substance to yourself? When
Yediyas.
What? With Amunah. With believing.
Yediyas
says you're nothing. I know that I'm nothing. Amunah, believing Hashem says you are everything. That makes me something. And this is Bo Chabakik Vamidal Echos. Came Chabakik and established the whole person of one person. Tzadik Vamenosa Yichet. Tzadik only could live on Amunah. The whole chias of the tzadik, the whole existence of the chias is Amunah. Kol mitzvah secho amuna. All the mitzvahs are amuna, because without amuna there's no mitzvahs. I'm not making any mitzvahs. I'm a robot. I'm laying tefillin. Hashem lays tefillin for me. I'm doing nothing. I see my mitzvahs amuna. I believe Hashem says it's my mitzvahs. Tzadik ba'amunoso yishe. If I am somebody, it's only amuna. The minute I have no amuna, I'm zero, because my idea says I'm nothing to begin with. That's the way it should be. Remember, I mentioned it many times, because this is the natural anova. So this, we don't have to work on gaiva, it's all stupidity. Unfortunately, when we're not understanding this issue as we should, take the average street man, he's the opposite. He has also yediya, he also has amuna, but for him it's totally the opposite. He has yediya, he believes in the second set, he knows the second set, but of course everything am I. But he, by him, the yediya is on the second set of psukim, everything depends on him. He has bechira. Do you have bechira? Of course I have bechira. I'm aware of it. I know that I have bechira. Who's going to tell me what to do? Is everything the second step psukim, when Hashem says here that you are everything, he knows it, he's aware of it. So therefore, basically, he's proud, he knows he's everything. And you ask him, how about the animam of the Rambam, Shulavad, also voice of Olamasim, that Hashem does everything, the first set of psukim? Well, okay, I have to believe it. So he uses Amunah that Hashem is everything, in idea that he is everything, but he was opposite. He has to work on Gaiva. But if you put in the right perspective, it's opposite. There's no even room to talk that you are somebody. If there wouldn't be a Muna, you would be nothing. However, comes the Chavis Avobas and answers this in different. Omer Asecha, answer it. Eim b'ma'as ha'zachat m'kshiyah ha'foker ben shnei ilan yon. And it's on his story. Godel v'ashimotzim ha'ni v'foil v'derech ha'bchina. You will, these two topics, it's really not so hard really to combine them. Which you find this contradictive sukim, which you find the sorim, is not more difficult to combine with mashi and motzman as you could find the same thing with poyal b'derech avachina, which you find in existence in the world, in the realistic world, also find these two elements commonly functioning in research. Just be boich in the world, research your existence, and you will see the same thing goes on there. Vumash Shanach Meir says, look, we see, the Maisa Odom, we see many times people do things. You see, many times you do things, you do exactly the way you want to be done. The Yishloikert Tzarekulosu Miktsos, I mean, sometimes it's not according to you want. Look at yourself, look at your own life. You see, many things are going according to you planned, according to you
your input, and many times things go totally kapoyer, the opposite that you wanted. So you see, realistically also, there's these two elements work together.
I'm going to say, let's say, like, Yehudim, what? Yehudim Tamar, when Yehudim did the Maisa with Tamar, that's something that was not about
that's what Chazal say. That's what Chazal say, Yehudim did the Maisa with Tamar. Says, Kimimenu hu yotza. So the Baskel came out, many of Yehudim had no choice, right? But at the same time, Yehuda was appreciated at Yadicha Achecha. Yehuda was appreciated by Tzot Kehimi Meni. And he was not one of the greatest madrigas of Yehuda was that he was Moide. Now, why was he Moide? Why was such a big madriga Moide? He should have come forward and teach to his people that I had no choice. Hashem pulled me to Tamar. If you take the Chazal literally, which is the truth, Kehimi Meni Yotza Dover Hazeh, Hashem says, I made the Tamar, Yehuda should happen. Yehuda should immediately after that say, listen, I was innocent, I couldn't help it, of course I didn't want. Yehuda never claimed that Yehuda took full responsibility. Yehuda took full responsibility. So again, this is the idea, the knowledge in the Amunah, that Yehuda said, it must be from Hashem. And this is something which is the most effective way of thinking, the most beneficial way of thinking every day. We many times make terrible mistakes, and we have terrible guilt about it. And how do you reconcile? You should be able to do tshuva b'simcha, to tshuva, with simcha, with great happiness, with great effort, at the same time, take full responsibility has been done. I mean, how do you get rid of the guilt? You want to do good tshuva, you really have to feel responsible for everything which you have done. The better you feel, the more you feel responsible for everything you have done, you'll be shattered to pieces, you're going to be devastated, you'll be nothing. A man had been a terrible sin. How could he do next day tshuva? But the answer is, it's a very dangerous way to take it literally the way I'm saying it. But those are the two groups of sukkim here. Yes, those are two groups of sukkim. I failed. I did something terrible, terrible. I says, listen, what should I do? My man, Hashem does everything. He made me fail. And that takes away the guilt which holds the grips on a man, puts a man into a depression, and gives him no hope to have it to get up. After all, listen, Hashem, if you, it had to happen. But what with the other group of psukim? Everything is up to you. You're bechira. You're going to be punished and rewarded. You're responsible for everything. That's now. It's happened already. It had to happen. What's now? What's happening this moment? Hashem says, this moment is in your hand. You could do tshuva. And you do tshuva, you could rectify. How did the tshuva rectifying it? The bare fact that you make kabul, that the past had to happen, and you don't let yourself down to such a depression that you give up and you forgive, you lost, and you take yourself in your hand right this moment, and you utilize the bechir of this moment to doing tshuva, especially doing tshuva mehava, that you could take the essence of it and make it into a mitzvah. This is your response. So I bring some point. There's even no contradiction. The Chavis should forgive him. We gotta give it up. Shot him before we even analyze his pshat. But he's answering. But he says it's not difficult to bring them together. And I will tell you how it's not difficult to bring them together. There's also chiddush which we emphasized many times. Bechira, the all the psukim which he says. See the group of psukim which says a man has free bechira, free choice. You are in command. Then the other psukim that you have absolutely no free choice. Everything is Hashem's hand. It's a contradiction. I will ask you a question. In time. There's past, there's future, there's presence. Can you tell me, in comparison, the time of presence, in comparison of time of past and future, does it hold any substance? What is past? If you're 50 years old, you're 50 years behind you. What is future? You have 50 years more to go. You're 50 years in front of you. What is the present? Split second. There's three times in a person: past, future, present. How much in the present? A second, a split second. Now, here is the chiddush. How much do you have bechira? The old psukim which hayom. Usually hayom means present. This split second. Every split second is the hayom. So what is bechira? That brings the psukim. Hayom is tov v'sara, u'bacharta b'chaim. Miyat chamoisus, was from your hand. Where is he getting the bechira? So the chiddush is, bechira we only have on the presence. And in the past and the future, you have no bechira. Absolutely no bechira.
So there's no contradiction. All the psukim which you mentioned before, Kol Hashem Chofetz Hashem, also B'Shemayim V'Oretz, Im Hashem Yidubar Shav, Om Liboyim Hashav, L'Chem Hashkum Hakim, all the Mizam, Etzer, Doin, L'Tziv, Yoitzer, Reboy, L'Choy, Koshbot, everything. That's the past and future, which is everything. You have only Bechira, this split second, and that's it. So it comes out, there's no contradiction really, because the presence, which is a split second, almost doesn't hold anything in comparison to past and future. That comes out, we live, my life is what? When we say the two pshotim Hashem tzilcho, according to Yedi, according knowledge, Hashem does everything, means I'm the shadow of Hashem. And the other pshat, the other group of sukkim, the munah, that I am everything, Hashem says I am everything, Hashem is my shadow. So this two pshotim is how much am I the shadow of Hashem? Steady. All the past, all the future, I'm a shadow, I'm nothing. How much is the pshat Hashem to Hashem is your shadow? This split second only. Sorry, you have only begun this split second. This split second is really, how could a split second contradict? And by the way, the split second going to become instantly a past. You give it back to Hashem. You understand what I'm trying to say? This is a very interesting, maybe it's not a contradiction. It's just like the contradiction of presence in yesterday is a contradiction, but it's not a contradiction, that's the way it goes. That's the way the Bechira works. The Bechira goes also, so you only live, and actually this is Mochach in the Pasuk, Re'enu Sati Lefonecho Hayon. I'm putting all this in front of you. What I'm putting in front of you? All the past I'm putting in front of you. So what does it mean, all the past I'm putting in front of you? You done yesterday an Aveira. Wait, what do you want? I did Aveira. If it's yesterday, it's all done, Hashem by Hashem. But Hashem says, I'm putting it in front of you. The yesterday's my doing is not in front of you, and you could convert them into mitzvah by utilizing Bechira this second, do tshuva me'ahava. Utilize, I gave it for Echo. I put 50 years of your past life in front of you with all your deeds, everything which you had done, and you could remove them, you could do anything you want with it, this given second. You missed the second, it's gone. Now, the next second, again Hashem puts everything in front of you. So all the last seconds is always put in front of you. So it comes out that we live every second, split second, presently, Bechira, which that is always in front of us, the whole and total, and on time past. So Hashem says, listen, I do everything. So what was with Yehuda? Give me many yachts. Yehuda had no choice. But every second in front of him, he had to make it, he could have converted them into, by what? By recognizing he did it. He used it, Bechira, he did it. That's what David the Melech. David says, Chotosi Lenegdi Tomid. Now, obviously, David, even the way the person learns the Gemara, the story with David with Bathsheba, what happened over there, you can see it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal tells me, Shomer, David Chote, Ein El Toye. Anything which happened over there. But David the Melech says, obviously, it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it was not Chote. But David the Melech always had it in front of him. You only live what you have in front of you right now, Hayoim. Now, this presence. You live the present. The thing is your seconds of presence. So every second says, never mind, Hashem did it, but Hashem gave it now to me. I should make tshuva. It's my bechira to convert them. Now, the fact, Chazal tells us, I used to tshuva mehav, is the noise and answer look as ochias. Comes out yesterday, Avera, which was done by, it was Hashem circumvented me to do it, circumstances for me to do it. But Hashem puts that Avera in front of me and says, well, you have now bechira to do tshuva mehav, be responsible for that, and do tshuva mehav, and that Avera becomes a mitzvah. So everything is in my hand. It's not a contradiction, everything is in Hashem's hand. He's the producer, and he gives me a converter. Take it that way. Hashem does things, and he gives me the ability to convert them on an ongoing basis. Every second, comes out my whole life is the present second. That's what I am living. My old past and future is existence, which I'm here because Hashem puts me into existence. When am I living, when am I in possession that I live and I mold my life, it's only my present second. So that's actually...
What role does the future play altogether then?
And
the past plays a role to be able to fix them.
The future is only an indicator for the present. The future is only an indicator for the present. According to you ask, even the past doesn't play any role. No.
It does play a role because the past gives you the opportunity,
uh-huh,
in the presence to fix certain things.
Yeah.
Be aware.
So it is same thing is the future. Future is the guidance.
It's the presence.
The future is the guidance. it tells me what, for instance, okay, if I tell you, if I want you to work for me, and I want every second of your work, you're going to get rewarded. So how do I make you work every second? So I must give you guidance, I must give you instructions. So I'm giving instructions. You're going to walk to New York City, you're going to reach New York City, is every step what you put in New York City, you're going to get rewarded. So obviously I'm using the future and the destiny of New York City as a goal, that's all. We have no control over the future at all, but we must take in consideration the future in order to know what to do at the present. I must have the parameters of the future in order how to, I mean, this is my, which I always give this quotation, never live on the guilt of yesterday and on the expectation of tomorrow. Live the present. If you will analyze, most of the time, we don't live. Every second, take a person and say, what are you doing now? Take most of the people, what are they doing now? You will see either they're under the influence of yesterday, either under the fantasy dreams of tomorrow. But they're now, they do nothing. They don't do anything with the yesterday's guilt, and they don't do even anything with yesterday's, with the tomorrow's fantasies. They just did the experience guilt of yesterday, so they're down. Or they're very high because they're experiencing already the fantasies which they expect to see tomorrow. But neither one is right. There's no point being guilty now because of yesterday. You have to take the guilt of yesterday and convert them and make something with it today. Then you live. Now you made something. You're always in production. You're always processing things. You take all your... And this is, by the way, this is the beauty. Yesh Koin and Olam HaShech, this is the value of time, which we speak a lot on that. That every second is not a second. Every second is a full life. All the past is in front of you. You buy your own life in 1 second. I think you buy your own life. Because the whole life was never used. It's all done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if you utilize this second in front of your Bechira, you're buying it. It becomes used. You're converting them. All your past was done by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're converting them in 1 minute. And according to that comes out, there's really no stira, which means to set up sukkim. Everything is done by Kodesh Baruch Hu, no question about it. Because everything is, the truth of the matter, man is, after all, past and future. The present is nothing, it's both mevut legav, past and future. But I can, in that split second, conquer and buy this the entire thing. And this is idea. This is amuna. Hashem gave me this koich of bechira. And it's a known thing that the Maggid said. If all the Nevi'im, all the Malochim, all the greatest forces in the world will come and tell me, I'm a tzaddik. I'm not going to believe him. I'm nothing. If Hashem will come and tell me, you are a tzaddik, I will believe him. That split second, the next second, I'm no more a tzaddik. For that split second, I believe. For 1 split second. What's the pshat? Pshat is... Close the door, I don't want to... What's pshat? That split second, I will believe. Pshat is, if anyone will tell me if I'm a tzaddik, I will not believe, because my idea says I'm nothing. Everything is done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to believe I am somebody, I only have to believe Hashem himself. Only Hashem, the Torah. To believe that I have Bechir, it's only Hashem to believe. So no matter who will tell me, Elohim Srofim will tell me, I'm a tzaddik, says I'm nothing. Everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't believe in it. If Hashem will tell me I'm a tzaddik, so Hashem says everything is me, I'm a tzaddik. So what is the answer? I will believe that second, because Bechira you have only for that second. But right after the Bechira, it's all back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I believe now, let's look at it practically. I believe, as little I am, in front of me this moment, and I say, I have a Bechira now, because I believe Hashem, take all the psukim, in this second, I could take my entire past and convert them to become the biggest tzaddik, or chas v'shalom totally ignore, and I don't kill a second, I kill 50 years of life. All the beautiful opportunities I'm killing. That's modest. I'm a murderer. I'm murdering myself. I'm taking my life murder. This second. I believe in it. Why? Because Hashem said that's my mechanism. I suppose I was boicher b'cham. I did tshuva mehava, and I'm accepting it. And I conquered my life. And I boicher Hashem made my life. I'm a tzaddik gomer. Okay? Soon as the second passed by, I said, wait a minute. You were choosing. Could you choose to become boicher b'cham if not Hashem did it? Kodesh Baruch Hu does everything. It's all back to Hashem. You lost it. That's split second. But wait a minute, you have another second to live now. That's the reason we're fighting for seconds. That's the reason Machal Shabbos for seconds. That's the reason that you million Jews are going to have to do everything and everything just to give a Jew another second of life. Because second of life is not a second. You buy entire past in that 1 second. life becomes a total different value, a total different content, become a total different. The richness of life is unbelievable. If we live this emes, and this actually is the outcome of these two set of psukim, which l'chayre looks contradiction. But let's go back to the Chayre Surah. It says, listen, this is not a stira. You see it in your day-to-day actual life, that many things goes according to your plan, and many things doesn't go according to your plan. So let's go back to the Chayre Surah.
But he kind of teaches you also, because you have kavanah to do good, and you have an idea, it's as if you did the mitzvah. So if the future, you can also...
This is also true. Chishuv la'asos mitzvah v'neinus kilo osa. If you dedicate your life and you prepare that, now for instance, you sit down, you're sitting down and you want to do a mitzvah. You're sitting down, you're preparing to do the chana of the mitzvah. The chana of a mitzvah is a very great thing. Because a chana, you know what this a chana is? You're already conquering future.
The Kabbalah Lossi.
Kabbalah Lossi. You're conquering future, and this is something. Now, the fact it never came true, never came true. Because again, that's the conquerance of the moment. The moment of the Bechiri is. You could take the past and convert them, and you could take the entire future and capture them. That's called Kabbalah's Al Malchus Shemai. What is it, Kabbalah's Al Malchus Shemai? It's a beautiful thing. You're always under the influence of Kabbalah's Al Malchus Shemai. It's Kabbalah's Al Malchus Shemai. Kabbalah's Al Tzayda. A commitment to a yoke. If you make yourself this momentarily present, ready to carry a yoke continuously for Hashem. So you gave everything up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you take your future and you dedicate, you're mekadosh it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. You're mekadosh it. So actually, the future also could be acquired in this present second.
That's one of the ingredients of tshuva, the Rambam. Kabbalah la'asi, and also Aziv Sachet.
Charote, Aziv Sachet, and Kabbalah. That means, at this given second, with tshuva, I'm living the both ends. I'm living the past and the future. Through Charote, Aziv Sachet, I am conquering the past. And through Kabbalah, I'm conquering already the future. So it comes out, every person lives 120 years. The fact he died at early, but if he lived alive at every moment, he was, the fact he lived, but he conquered it, but every, and this is Pshat Avraham Zokim Bo Bayomim, it's being brought down the story that the people who die young, I mean, they accomplished the mission, they didn't die young. If they lived the life the way should live, with the Beicher B'chaim, they were really Beicher B'chaim, they lived the full life whatever was destined for them to live. They had to live all the time, whatever the mission was, because they were always in a Kabbalah of the future, every second they lived the entire future. Life becomes totally different, valuable, and this is the absolute one thing. It's a beautiful machshava, right? But this is the absolute truth. There's no two ways about it. There's no other way. Nobody disputes this. It's not being bought out lemaisa. It's not being practically bought out lemaisa. And this is the Yetzer Hara, that we miss the most beauty of Hashkofes HaTorah, and the most beauty of definition of life, it totally is being missed, it's being ignored, and 99% of the Torah don't know it. They don't live it. They don't know it. They can't express it. Because you would have known, you wouldn't see a sour face on nobody. You wouldn't see all the squabbles, and all the machloikas, and all this nervousness, and this all this pushing, shoving. And when people are shoving millions, they're not petty about nickeling. They're not nickeling, diming. When we see Yiddishkeit is being nickeled and dimed, every Nadishkeit we schluck so the fact is they don't realize they're shoveling. They have the ability to shovel millions. It's not known. And why not? Because that's the confusion of the generation. And the answer is because you don't see the forest because of the trees. They're busy watching, analyzing the trees, but you don't see the beauty of the forest. Life is one beautiful forest, which you have to be excited to see the whole picture. But it's been built by this moment. It's built by the millions of details. But if you overly focus on the details only, and don't take the bother to put them together, the overall picture, at the same time, take the Zikun Tamid HaChomem, I happen to see in Yerushalayim, real Ovdei Hashem, they were niyam, they were nothing, they were poor, they were nothing, but you always saw the tranquility, the smile on the face, the kedusha on the face, like they were beaming, like they were on top of the world, the whole world was in their hands, you know, you were there, good morning, they said, good morning, with such a peacefulness, and such a charm, and such a, the Kabbalah's color, the Sefer Ponim Yofos, the Kabbalah's, to have a Kabbalah's color, Odom Sefer Ponim Yofos, doesn't mean to say, Hashem, Mishnah says, become an actor. Shammai said, Havei Mekabel Eskol Odom Sefer Ponim Yofos. By the way, who says it? Havei Mekabel Eskol Odom Sefer. Shammai. Shammai was known as a very Baldin. Shammai was known as an angry, like Baldin, was everything strict. And Shammai says, Harei mekav kol hashem pnei hashem, mitzvah be actively smiling, how you do, and imani gishit burn away. Some people, Steinsaltz may explain it that way, okay, because he unfortunately puts midas into people. The Shammai was known, a very strict person, he was a very angry person, he was very strict, and he was a big kanoi. But he put out a facade. Kabul called him, said, "Put me off. You have to be nice to everyone. Put up a smile." Shammai didn't mean to say put up a smile. He says, "I'm a Kabul. No. Why are you so tense? Because you're afraid to lose the moment. Because the moment is everything. A moment, as we said, a moment is an entire past, an entire future. And this awareness that the moment is everything automatically makes you tense. But the same awareness." You make up a call of self upon the office, you're happy. Because you have your life almost in front of you. There's no point of being down and depressed and because, you know, I messed it up. But you have in front of you the whole life in this second. This is the Nefesh Shaila, the contradiction, the effect, the cause and effect, the result of these two thoughts, of these two inyonim, the two set of psukim. Why was Shammai tense? Shammai was tense because he recognized his value of this moment in front of him. And imagine, I'm asking you a question. Chas, we should know. Imagine that you're in an airplane. You're piloting your wife and your children, everyone together. And this split second, it has to be determined. You have to make a chance. Are you going to crash and you're going to blow up Chas V'Shalom, or are you going to save your life? What will be your attitude at that second? You have to make a decision. And this decision now, pushing this button, either you're gone forever, entire family, or you're saved forever. How would you take that second? Of course you wouldn't be tense. Yes, Shammai lived those seconds so aware. Midas HaDin, Din means emes. He saw the reality so clear in front of him that this second in front of you, you have an entire past, entire future in front of you. So of course he was tense. But Hogufa, that this awareness that every second you have the whole life in front of you was his richness. I'm somebody. You know, every second I'm reacquiring my life, I'm doubling up my life. This is putting me off. You know, imagine that you're a rich man and millions are coming in after taxes. Every second, you know, the other 10 million, you're always at peace, always laughing. And of course, things could go wrong too. But Hogufa, it's two things. It's not a facade. It's not acting. You're really excited because you know that in every moment you acquire your entire life. At the same time, you're tense. You're nervous too. That you could make the entire life in 1 second. You could lose the entire life in 1 second by missing the second. And this is Pshat in Beshamah. It's not something that we do not act. Now, by the way, not that we see little people, we shouldn't act. Still, the start that the Mesilas Hashem says that if you're angry, it's still better to show, put up a nice smile on your face and the cabinet's only for the office. But the intention is not that you should remain acting. Eventually, it should have influence on your inside too. But obviously, now you could see this conflict. This conflict is this was actually the question of the nefesh. Since this is he called it just the matva. This is the greatest pain which I have. The im yesh refuah le matva hazeh, if you could heal me this pain, how to reconcile these two totally opposite feelings, your pain will kill me. And he called it a big pain because this is a pain. The pain is, it's almost helpless because, and this is Yiddishkeit shows that you have to be extremely happy, extremely excited, because you know what you have in front of you. This is the Sefer Ponim Yofas. And because you have this great awareness, what is in front of you, which makes you rich and happy, Marbe Lachosim, Marbe Dagi, the same matches up the worry too that you're losing this beautiful moment, this beautiful opportunity. So this is tremendous, and this is what you go on living all your life. It's not 1 second talking about. If you would have had 1 second like that to live to prepare a whole year, let's say second year in Kippur when you make Ne'ilah, the final thing, and you're all prepared, it's really pretty strenuous, okay, to prepare to such a second. But you're talking every second is like that. Every second is like that. So says the nefesh, this is a very it's a painful thing to live. How do you reconcile this two psukim? How do you reconcile this two rayonis, this two ashkofes? Bianco, now you understand this point. Hashem did, I touched up the word Hashem tzilcho, goes two ways. I'm a shadow of Hashem and Hashem is my shadow. So the group of Sukkim, which says Hashem does everything, so I'm the shadow of Hashem. The group of Sukkim says Hashem, everything is you, is Hashem Tzilch, Hashem is my shadow. But Lamaise, if I take it in time-wise, I take all the past and all the future, Hashem does everything. And I am the shadow of Hashem. So it comes out when you took in your life, you live for 80 years, and you only have 1 second for yourself. And every second is that second. So you only live, you only exist, you only live. That's called b'chata b'chayim. Because the minute you don't utilize this choice, you only existed, it's not life. See, this table is not life. He exists. The table is not alive. I, as far as the past, as far as the future, I'm just like a table. Hashem put the table into this world, and it put me into this world. Hashem does everything the table, what should happen to him, who levado, Hashem does everything for me to happen. So as far as all my past, up to this second front of me, I'm just like the table. Says Moshe, what am I? Nothing. All the future, Hashem, it's all you. It's what am I? Hashem says, I put in front of you, at this second, what you have right in front of you, Hashem says, all your past, all the future is in your hands, and if you make a choice, b'chaim in life, if you make this, utilize this choice, you live a second. You took all the existence of past and future and fused in life. And therefore this is called b'chaim. In Moses it doesn't say b'chaim to choose stuff. That you don't have to choose, you're dead anyhow. Anything, this table is dead. Your past and future, the way it is without doing anything, is dead as far as I'm concerned, as far as me, a boy cannot choose it because I had not done anything. Hashem does everything. So in comparison, if I don't activate this bechira, that the ability of choosing life, I'm dead anyhow in respect of living.
I remain,
I'm existing. I'm existing, not more than existing. But there's one extra point. After you made a choice, and you took it all your past, and you put them into life, and it's all credited to you, comes a moment after that. The moment after that, I look at the moment before when I made the choice, and I say, oh, I have my savings account. You have a savings, what did you do? You were boicher? Who love others? Past. Past is all done by Hashem. So you, every moment you have to live from new. Because the minute you stop living, you say, well, my savings account is already full. Yes, you have a full savings. It's not you, Hashem did it. Hashem made you do so. Hashem made you do so.
So all this is not credited to me.
It's credited to you, but the new moment is not credited to you. The new moment is not credited to you.
So whatever happened to the previous moment?
You have what you have. But you have what you have, and you're going to come to Olam Haba.
Still ruin it.
No, you're not ruining it. No. Chas v'shalom, you're not ruining it. You have what you have, but when you come to Olam Haba, they're going to give a big pekel. It says Hashem. Hashem says, here is a gift, Yankala. I gave it to you. I made it for you. So Hashem, what did I do? Says, yes, you stopped doing it. I made you do so. You know when you have it, as you credit, when you live continuously. Is it your pekel or not your pekel? That's the whole chilek. All of us, call Israel, yes, them chilek on the book. Every Jew has a chilek on the book. Question is, how much had you earned them? Chilek on the book you have. And listen, you went to a wedding, everyone is dancing, everyone is eating, but the bus driver and the musicians and the waiters and the bus boy and the guest. But chilek between the chos and kala eating at a wedding and the mechoton, the parents who married of the children, or the guest, or the schlepped in the schleppok can come take a meal. You don't see any difference while you're dancing. Everyone is a chilek in the wedding, but how much are you mechutin there? In Olam Haba, we're all sitting in, we have a chilek in the wedding, but how much are you doing there? What are you doing over there?
Sorry.
And we may lose it. That's what we may lose. Because that's what I have to look. If I was Baruch Hashem, if I reacquired my life, but that's past. Past, I have to give back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what are you doing? What are you doing now? So therefore, you have to Baruch Hashem.
I'll see the last moment.
Absolutely,
moment.
Yes, last moment.
That's
but you never know when is the last moment. Therefore you could lose the credit if the last moment you take, listen, I did enough for it, now Hashem you take over. So again, you have credit, but you lost the it's a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it gives us this value.
The last moment doesn't become over.
No. The minute when you die, it becomes your presence, because that's where you remain forever. Therefore we fight for our last moment of life. But the way you leave the world, the way you remain. And you in the last second of Boichel B'chayim, you keep living forever. Absolutely.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.